with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge in New Hampshire has issued a ruling pausing President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the United States.
A written order will follow, including a 7-day stay to give time for an appeal. This lawsuit is among numerous cases challenging Trump's order, which would deny citizenship to children born to parents living in the U.S. illegally or temporarily. Several judges have issued nationwide injunctions, but the Supreme Court limited those rulings and gave lower courts 30 days to act. Since then, opponents have quickly returned to court to try to block it. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
An iconic American brand is being sold.
Italian confectioner Ferrero, known for brands like Nutella, is buying the century-old U.S. cereal company W.K. Kellogg in a deal valued at approximately $3.1 billion. The deal includes Kellogg's 6 manufacturing plants and the marketing and distribution of its breakfast cereals across the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Kellogg has been struggling with falling U.S. cereal consumption as consumers opt for protein bars and other products. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At least 120 people have died from flash floods in central Texas, and more are missing. A growing memorial wall in the hill country includes photos of those that have died. The search for more victims moved slowly Thursday as stifling heat and mounds of trees, hunks of lumber, and trash made the task more difficult. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on state lawmakers to approve funding for new warning systems and emergency communications. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 192 points, the Nasdaq rose 19. This is SRN News. The governor of Missouri has signed a batch of education laws.
Republican Mike Keogh put his signature on one particular measure that keeps Christian clubs and colleges and universities from being forced to allow people who are non-believers into leadership positions. Alliance Defending Freedom is cheering the legislation, saying, quote, "Universities should encourage freedom of speech and religion, not shut it down. That includes safeguarding the ability of belief-based student organizations to associate with those who align with the organization's mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles will be closing this month. It's the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations for children. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform such interventions on kids under the age of 18, the center will be closing its doors on July 22nd. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, enough to nudge the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite to more records. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The NASDAQ edged up 0.1%. It was the second all-time high in a row for the NASDAQ. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.4%. Delta Airlines led a rally in airline stocks after issuing a solid outlook for the rest of the year. Delta soared 12%. And United Airlines climbed 14.3%. Cereal maker W.K. Kellogg jumped 30.6% after agreeing to be acquired by Nutella maker Ferrero Group. The Dow gained 192 points to close at 44,650. The NASDAQ up 19 to 20,630. The S&P 500 added 17 to 6280. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.